The voice you're about to hear belongs to an R&B singer named Ledisi. She's our music feature today.
One call, two calls, three calls. Is that what I do to you?
Is that what I do to you?
You're outside my door, scared to be alone. I know you're addicted to you.
This track is called Hate Me, and it's off Ledisi's new record, Pieces of Me. Now, not too long ago, before she became known as an R&B singer, you'd have probably heard Ledisi singing parts written by Puccini or Wagner. She spent years honing her operatic voice, first as a child prodigy and later at UC Berkeley. But those days are long gone. Ledisi is becoming a star in the world of R&B, and her new record, her fifth studio album, is quite possibly her most personal. Ledisi joins me from our studios at NPR West. Great to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So the song that we're hearing, it's called Hate Me, which I imagine has a story behind it. I wonder if, or whether you can tell me what this whole record, Pieces of Me, is actually about.
Well, Pieces of Me is celebrating being a full woman. I'm becoming a great woman that I adore. It takes a while to really love yourself, and so I'm celebrating all those different parts. And I can be very sensual, spiritual, aggressive, which is like the song Hate Me, and very just exuberant, and I wanted to express those sides.
You have been in this business, in the recording business, the entertainment business, for a long time. You really started at the age of 8. You've had several Grammy nominations, and yet I read that you had doubts even about this record, you know, as to whether you could ever even make it.
I'm always doubting because I've been told so much that you're not the right look or you're not the right sound, and, you know, whether I do jazz or R&B, there are always complaints, and I would just listen to the complaints about what I do instead of celebrating what I do, and that I'm different and I'm in my own lane, and to embrace that.
Tell me about your family, because you grew up in a pretty musical family. Your mom was in an R&B band in Louisiana. You were performing at the age of 8 with a New Orleans Symphony Orchestra.
Yes, my mom saw that I had a talent, so she would put me in programs, and one of the programs was NOCA, and only 4 students per school was able to perform with the New Orleans Symphony. So I was one of the students chosen for that after-school program. That was my first introduction to opera.
And opera, of course, became a really big part of your life. You went on to study at UC Berkeley in the Young Musicians Program. I'm assuming, by the way, that you're a mezzo-soprano, is that?
Yes, yeah. I am. How did you know?
Well, you know, lucky guess. I was listening to this record through the prism of knowing that you studied opera, and all of a sudden, it was weird. It just made sense to me. I thought, there's this strange kind of symbiosis between R&B, soul, and opera.
Yeah, I think there's a story. There's always a story in music, and it's expressed through my music. I'm everything I'm made of. So a part of me is made of classical music. I'm grateful for it. I study diction and breathing control and phrasing and why the song means something. And you want to bring that across to your listeners.
Gotta serve it to me.
So this track we're hearing is called Coffee, and I should mention it's only marginally about coffee. how do you like your coffee?
This song, you know, I avoided this song so much. It became a favorite. Rex Rideout, my executive producer, he said, "Led, I have this song for you. I want you to hear. I want you to at least demo it." And I kept going, "I don't want to. It's too sensual. It's too much describing how I like my man. The lyrics were more risque than what you hear now." So I said, "Well, if I can change the lyrics around, I'll demo it." And we ended up using the demo. So what you hear is the first takes of everything. I love it now. It's my Shug Avery side. That's what I call it.
Gotta serve it to me hot. That's what you
mm-hmm.
sing.
Just like I like my coffee.
Got it.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the tracks on this record, they are about intimacy. I mean, this really is an intimate record.
Yes, I wanted it to be that way. You know, people know what I look like. They're starting to know that. And they're starting to know my name and what I'm able to sing. But they don't know anything intimately about me. And so here it is.
Were you nervous about showing that side of you?
Of course. Mm. I'm always talking about, you know, the grind of making it and spirituality and things like that. So here I am talking about kisses and hugs and things and coffee. So it's very different. But what's doing music without risk? So here I am.
I'm speaking with R&B soul singer Letticy about her new record. It's called Pieces of Me. Letticy, you have a pretty awesome, and I should say powerful fan in the First Lady, Michelle Obama.
Yes.
You have actually met her, right?
Yes, I've met her and spoke, and she's invited me twice to the White House. I performed at the Motown Tribute with wonderful other artists like Seal and John Legend and Stevie Wonder. It was amazing. And then I was invited in the same month by the First Lady to come back and do a mentoring program for women. And she spoke about three women in her speech, and I was one of them, about their journey of never giving up. And I'm sitting in the chair melting, thinking, okay, just smile because you don't have any makeup and everyone's going to look at you. Don't cry. So it was amazing to have someone that powerful to me, who I look up to, look up to me. So it's a mirror. And, you know, after that, I left feeling like I can do anything. So, yeah, that contributed to my confidence that you hear and feel right now.
Stuck in the middle, I can see where I've been. My eyes are open and I know where I'm going. So much is in the way. There are people around being negative and they always got something to say. They say you'll never be what you want to be.
I love the energy in this song. It's such a great song. This one is called Shut Up. And one of the things that you've said about this record that I've read is that, you know, you're more confident in your music now and in yourself. And I think I hear it in this song.
Yes, most definitely. Shut Up was just my, you know, someone cut me off on the freeway in L.A. In Mike City, he produced the track with me, and he gave me the track long time ago, and I hadn't recorded to it, and that song just came to mind. And I was thinking of all the people that told me, you'll never get far, you're never going to be anything. And I thought about it, and I said, gosh, I wish I could have told them, shut up, because that can defer a dream.
So now that this record is getting a lot of attention, and you're getting a lot more attention than you have in the past, does it feel strange, or do you sort of feel like, you know, I've worked so hard over the last decade, and now I deserve this?
I do feel like, I was discussing with my mom about it, and we both started crying. She's like, it's about time, you know, as a mother would say. And me, I'm thinking, wow, now I have even more work to do, because the expectations are so high. And they're not saying Letticy anymore. They're saying Letticy everywhere I go. So, yeah, it's a bit overwhelming. I'm used to being the nobody. So finally, I'm somebody. Well, I always thought I was, but to the rest of the world. And that's a big, big, gosh, it feels good. It feels good.
That's singer-songwriter Letticy. Her new album is called Pieces of Me, and she joined me from our studios at NPR West in Southern California. Letticy, thank you so much, and good luck with the record.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
I got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real folks around. If you're wondering, I'm about to tell you now. See, it's the same pretty face, but a brand new smile. Same Letticy, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making big moves. See, if love found me, it could surely find you. See, it.
10 for Saturday. That's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast. Subscribe or listen at iTunes or at npr.org/weekendATC. We post a new episode every Sunday night. We're back with a whole new hour of radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.